This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Vincent.
And Vincent, talk about something for a moment.
I was coming in today, and I've been trying. I've been trying my best, and I've been going off and off and off and on about this when I'm on, all the time on Free Talk. I'm trying to find news other than related to the C thing, right, the coronavirus, which it makes me nauseous even saying it, even mentioning it, because, truth be told, I expected we'd be talking about Bernie versus Biden at this point, but now just this coronavirus, and the news has become so saturated, and, like, things are happening with it, right? Like, we have the mayor of Los Angeles, it was, saying that life for Angelinos, which is a silly name in my opinion, isn't going to go back to normal until they find a cure, right, for the coronavirus. It's what people would call in the family of a common cold, and you can't cure a cold, right, because it mutates all the time.
Who is the Angelinos people?
People from Los Angeles.
Okay, they're called Angelinos?
That's what the article said, according to this is the Daily Mail, so I don't know, maybe that's like a silly British term for them.
I would hope so. Hope they don't call themselves that. I mean, they might.
Well, as people in the South call sprinkles Jimmies. I mean, so sprinkles Jimmy. Or excuse me, they call it, you're from the South, I believe, they call Jimmy, in the North here, we call Jimmy's sprinkles.
We call sprinkles sprinkles.
Oh, really? Well, where do they call it Jimmy's then? Maybe it's another British thing.
I don't know. It's not the South, though. Well, it could be parts of the South, I guess.
Could, yeah, I mean, the South is a very, very wide geographic range. So
what I like about the South is how every soda is a Coke. Every single one.
Really?
Yeah. It's sort of like how Xerox basically means, photocopy.
Oh,
yeah. The same way Coke means any sort of carbonated beverage.
Like Kleenex is what they call, Kleenex is a brand that people just call all tissues, or was it Q-tips are what people call cotton swabs.
Right.
It's just a brand. Oh, very interesting.
I've never really thought about the logistics of Q-tips, logistics isn't the word I'm looking for, but the name of them. I guess, yeah, cotton swabs would be more correct. I think I've only ever called them Q-tips, though. Well, but anyway.
I'm trying to look it up. Apparently, when you type in Q-tip, the first thing that pops up is a wrapper. So creativity is officially dead here in the United States now.
So there is a rapper calling himself Q-tip?
Yeah, maybe I should bust the flow and call myself Kleenex.
I would support this endeavor. So, the mayor of Los Angeles is saying that Los Angeles won't return to normal until they have a vaccine?
It just said cure in the headline here. But Mayor Eric Garcetti, which, I mean, to these people is a vaccine, right? I mean, like, what do people, I mean, since we're talking about etymology and words, when people think of cure, is a cure something that just immediately gets rid of it or something that helps it? Because, I mean, it could be argued that I'm trying to think, because with certain disease, like with antibiotics, right? Antibiotics would cure bacterial infections, but
slowly, right? But your body would generally defeat it by itself anyway, depending on the type of bacteria.
Yeah. That's a good point. Like for me, if I have a cold or some sort of virus, I would take zinc and vitamin D. I already need because I'm paler than a ghost, and here in the Northeast, vitamin D, which is good for immune function, and zinc, which is antiviral and also good for immune function. And we're called trace elements in the body. So unless you eat a bunch of oysters, a supplement usually helps. I'm not a doctor. This is just what I do, personally. Don't sue me.
Sure. So I don't see a cure or a vaccine coming anytime soon. From what I've seen from the talking heads who purport to know about these sorts of things, we're at least 3 months away from one. And that's assuming that people will get it and that it will work and not cripple people for life or kill them or whatever other things that, rushed vaccines tend to do. Whatever one thinks about, tested non-rushed vaccines, the rushed ones have almost always been bad. Bad experiences for people. We had a caller a few weeks ago. I think it was for the H1N1 vaccine. His mother was a recipient of the vaccine, and then she lost control of her legs or something. I don't recall now.
Well, that sounds like an anecdotal conspiracy. You know, vaccines are totally safe and harmless, which is why there's a secret vaccine court that you're not allowed to sue them outside of.
A secret vaccine court? This is the first I've heard of that.
Or maybe not secret, but like there's a special vaccine court, right? Like you can't bring... There's a whole separate process for vaccines for whatever reason.
Okay. I was not aware of that. So, there's a separate process for a lot of things. Among those would be CNN's ability to screen experts for their panelists. Evidently, Greta Thunberg, the climate change teenage alarmist, is going to be on CNN's panel this Thursday night, along with the former CDC director and the former HHS secretary, to discuss the coronavirus. Now, Greta Thunberg, regardless of what she thinks about the global warming thing, is certainly not an expert on virology or any of these other things that are related to the coronavirus.
Well, you know, she is a child prodigy, right? Because at 16, she is treated as an expert in climate change, as it's now called. So, I mean, you know, who are we to say that she isn't such a genius that she became an epidemiologist while she wasn't getting any attention during the first, like, 2 months of this coronavirus pandemic?
Well, she may be an expert on climate change because when people are obsessed with something and they, you know, pour into it like that, they do tend to learn a lot about it. Now, I don't know if the facts that she's been absorbing are true or not, and I don't particularly care, but if she's absorbing facts, her obsession would lead her to be an expert. But not on the coronavirus.
No.
And not on virology or how to prevent an epidemic or pandemic or whatever, or the economic consequences of the state attempting to do so.
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, who's benefiting from this? Obviously, it's
CNN.
I wonder, because obviously Greta Thunberg is benefiting because she's now back in the limelight. You know, not the best limelight, right? You know, CNN is now the most trusted name in fake news. But, I mean, I think with, like, CNN, I don't know how anyone could have thought that this would be a good idea, because it's just, I haven't seen any positive reaction from it. It's not like I'm just in my own little echo chamber bubble. Like, when I go through comments, people are, even people who buy into this are saying, you know, what is she doing here? She's not an epidemiologist. You know, I mean, it's like when you were listing the names, right? The former CDC, you have what, Fareed Zakariev on there. It's like Greta Thunberg. Okay, which one of these things, it's like an SAT question. Which one of these things doesn't belong?
It would certainly be her. But that's not the only, I mean, the left's media in general is nuts, right? You have Vox here claiming that not wearing a mask is more or less toxic masculinity. And that Trump is highlighting the gender divide between men and women by asserting dominance by not wearing a mask. It's insanity how these people connect these dots. The dots aren't even there, and neither are the connections they're making. But that doesn't stop Vox from writing a 4,000-word essay about it.
Well, I'm a graduate from a journalism school now, so I feel that I could decipher some of that insanity, and I think I could understand. So by Trump not wearing the mask, it's toxic masculinity, but I'm sorry, I've been waiting to do that all day. Because he's not wearing it, right? Everyone else is, but he's not. So like, I view wearing a mask as being, and I think other people do too, as being, it's like submission, right? It's showing that you're, this year, like, you know, obviously if someone's performing surgery on me, I'd want them to wear a mask so, you know, what they had for lunch that day doesn't end up inside my spleen. But in this case, where the whole mask thing is part of hysteria and it's part of this like conditioning, right, by Trump being the only one not wearing a mask, it shows that he is better than them, than people who aren't, or at least that's the way I could try and get inside the author's head.
That's very similar to the catalyst of this little spiel from Vox here, which evidently she's blaming Trump for what one man in particular said. He said that it's submission, it's muzzling yourself, it looks weak, especially for men. Now, Trump didn't say that, but the article is about how Trump agrees with this.
Oh, so they're mind reading him.
Yeah, the media loves mind reading Trump and putting words in his mouth. I felt that it was a statement that people should know about, tweeted the journalist, quote journalist.
Yeah, thank you.
To the crowd in front of the factory, she said, masks clearly symbolize something beyond I am trying to protect my
Bitcoin.
Health.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Vincent.
And I finally got around to reserving my motel room for ForkFest 2020 today. And if you want to join me up there, and along with other liberty-minded volunteers, anarchists, and libertarians, it's happening from June the 29th until July the 5th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Happening the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, ForkFest is decentralized, so no one is in charge. There's also no ticket cost. Just reserve your site, your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 29th until July the 5th. You can just relax and go camping, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. But if you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Once more, that's forkfest.party. Now, the mask thing is a contentious one here in the United States. I saw a poll today about how 70-something percent of Americans intend to begin wearing a mask in public within the next 2 weeks.
70%?
70%. Now, that's of the people polled and of the people not already wearing masks, presumably. But I am not among those people, and apparently it's because I'm just so damn masculine. Well, don't let the dress fool you.
Well, it's better than, I mean, I got to say, the whole toxic masculinity thing, I didn't expect them to pull that because it was what? I remember last week it was racist not to be wearing a mask. Then hateful.
The mask also mentions that it's racist. So, I mean, they're pulling out all the stops here.
We're covering all of our bases.
Right. So they're saying that, you know, these people aren't alone. Trump himself declined to wear a mask while being photographed at a plant where they made masks. Though he claims that he wore one backstage. Mike Pence also was criticized for failing to wear one when he visited the Mayo Clinic in April. One shouting bare-faced man at the Michigan State House was photographed at the rally, said he was not at all worried about the virus and would never wear a mask, ever. Since the pandemic began, the issue of wearing masks has further exposed America's racial and gender prejudices. Earlier on, wearing masks was associated with Asian countries and often dismissed because of racist assumptions about those countries. Then, as many cities began to require residents to wear masks, police began targeting black men for covering their faces, profiling them as criminals, rather than as people trying to abide by health guidelines. Now, this is the first I've heard about that. I'm not saying it hasn't happened, but this is the first I've heard about it, and it's from an article that's trying to convince me that not wearing a mask is toxic masculinity. So I'm not inclined to take it at its word.
Well, I also want to add, when they talked about, was it Asian cities and people weren't wearing masks because of racist assumptions? Like, well, racist assumptions like in Beijing, you can't go outside without choking on the smog, which isn't just an Asian, like a Chinese problem. It's a problem in like Mexico City. It's a problem even in American cities with smog and all the pollution. So I mean, just like when you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. So I mean, when everything is racist, then you know, then essentially nothing is, and it just it loses the impact when someone is legitimately being hateful.
Speaking of racism and sexism, though, the author then goes on to say, for a certain subset of mostly white conservative men, not wearing a mask seems to have become a hallmark of manliness. Interesting that the author of this article is herself equating manliness to dominance and supremacy.
Oh, that's a very good point. There's a reverse psychology or some sort of Freudian thing going on with her?
I think it would be a Freudian thing, yeah. Because I don't think the courage not to wear a mask is distinctly masculine. It's just courage. Why is courage a distinctly manly affair?
I would ask
this author. She seems to think it is. For unmasked protesters like the ones in Michigan, there's an assumption of a kind of invincibility that is tied to this idea of white masculinity, said Jonathan Metzl, a professor of sociology at Vanderbilt University and the author of Dying of Whiteness, How the Politics of Racial Resentment is Killing America's Heartland. That is exactly the type of author that Fox would go to about this. But it's not just men, although it's all about masculinity and manliness, but it's not just men, according to the author. Frank noticed many women among the unmasked Trump supporters gathered at the Honeywell plant, and of course, many men were happy to follow the recommendation from the CDC to cover their faces in public. Still, a narrative has emerged on the right that wearing a mask is weak and refusing to wear one is somehow strong. And that narrative could put everyone at risk.
So does he offer, like, post any sort of evidence of people saying that? Because, I mean, not that I've really been paying attention to why someone isn't wearing a mask or not. I mean, at least in New Hampshire here, the reason why I've heard that people aren't wearing a mask is because they don't, one, breathing issues, two, they don't believe it's effective, or three, they, they think this whole thing is overblown and wearing a mask is just submitting to the hysteria. I've never heard anything saying, like, oh, I'm not, I'm going to breathe in all that corona, I'm not. Not some sissy mask-wearing pansy.
Yeah, certainly the only people I've heard putting forward that narrative is this Fox author. One thing about being macho is being fearless, said Melanie. Wow, that's a weird spelling of Melanie. Melanie Price, a political science professor at Prairie View A&M. But that fearlessness comes at a cost for every single person around you, because that's what it is. You know, it's the masks are supposed to help you from getting sick, and they're supposed to help other people not get sick. But if you're not sick, then you're not going to get other people sick in the first place. It's idiocy, man. And I don't want anything to do with it. You know, you listed off three reasons there, and those are good reasons not to wear masks. But my reason is just I don't want to.
It's very valid.
And that's good enough for me. And because I don't want to, I don't feel that anyone else should have the right to make me do it. I know that's weird for the leftists out there who think I'm just being a toxic white male, but that's the truth of the matter, is that I don't want to. And maybe that's privilege speaking, and I'm sneering down my nose at all of the minorities and all of the oppressed LGBT people and all of this. I don't know. But I don't want to do it, and I'm not going to do it, because that's my right as a human being, to not do things that I don't want to do. This eludes them, of course, because they buy into collectivism completely, right? I cease to be an individual, and I must submit myself by wearing a mask to the collective, to the fictitious greater good.
Otherwise, they'll call you names.
Yeah, well, they're going to call me names anyway. I'm accustomed to it. So masks were common in East Asian countries before the pandemic hit, but where the outbreak began, that's the Wuhan province in China, started requiring them in February. The U.S. was much slower to recommend masks, but in early April, with confirmed corona cases jumping by the day, the CDC recommended that everyone wear a cloth mask in certain public settings. And this is the most bizarre thing about it, is that these cloth masks can literally just be cut out of a T-shirt. So it's the equivalent of taking your T-shirt and just lifting it over your nose and your face. That's all that's being achieved here. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting Director of National Intelligence Richard Grenell on Wednesday sent top Republican senators a list of former senior Obama administration officials who might have been involved in efforts to unmask former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, including former Vice President Joe Biden and President Barack Obama. President Trump at the White House reacts to the news.
Biden yesterday on Good Morning America being interviewed by one of your colleagues, George Stephanopoulos, and he said he knew nothing about anything. He has no idea. He knows nothing about anything. And then it gets released today that he was a big unmasker. So how do you know nothing if you're one of the unmaskers?
Speaking in Washington, D.C., Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is warning that the coronavirus pandemic could lead to a prolonged recession and weak recovery. This is USA Radio News. Large pieces of a Chinese rocket launched earlier this month have crashed into the Atlantic Ocean, causing a close call for residents of two big U.S. cities. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Federal officials confirming that debris from the Chinese Long March 5B rocket, which was launched on May 5th, entered the Earth's atmosphere on Monday before it crashed off the west coast of northwest Africa in an uncontrolled descent. Reports are, had it entered the atmosphere about 15 minutes sooner, it would have broken up over New York City. Already dealing with the pandemic and still affected by 9/11, the debris also passed over downtown Los Angeles a short time before it crashed.
Jeopardy is returning with new episodes on Monday. The hit game show has been suspended for almost 2 months because of the coronavirus pandemic. It will continue its 36th season with new shows and tournaments through mid-June. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Vincent.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, which means that you finally have access to a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Get started trading Bitcoin Cash now at local.bitcoin.com. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com, the best place to acquire Bitcoin Cash for those people out there seeking it. And it's a good time to acquire any sort of cryptocurrency, but I of course like my Bitcoin Cash. So the government is now working on a $3 trillion stimulus package, evidently.
Oh, very cool. More money for poor people to spend. This is very, as you know, as I learned in public high school, inflation is good because more poor people get money.
That is literally true, yes. And then they waste it, and then they need more money, and that's the behavior that keeps them poor.
Well, and goods become more expensive because by the time the poor people, or you know, the lower income people, by the time the poor people actually have access to that money, inflation kicks in and the price of goods rises.
Smooth. So contact tracing is this idea that we can monitor people as they go about their daily lives, and we can then somehow collect all of this data, filter it out, and determine who has been in contact with who. That's scary, with or without a virus. You know, this idea that they can monitor that, hey, I've been in close proximity today between you, Ian, and probably a dozen other people. That's scary. And mapping out all human contact.
Oh, absolutely. This is like what Edward Snowden was warning about with the NSA's PRISM. And it's sad to see how short people's memories are, where back a few years ago, you know, even the liberal, the lefties were saying, oh, you know, Edward Snowden's a hero. He exposed government spying on everyone. And then now, you know, now that there's this overhyped, overblown cold virus out there, people are saying, oh, now we need to track where everyone is going so no one could get sick. So no one could get sick. So we know who's gone sick from who, and tracing a microscopic invisible enemy, and it's just blanket blatant tyranny.
I definitely agree, and it terrifies me to think that people would even be willing to do it voluntarily, like the Google Play apps and the iOS apps and all of these other apps that, you know, have been developed in various countries. They're voluntary, I mean, for now, at least. And it's terrifying that people might actually submit themselves to that of their own accord. So what are they doing in Washington State?
Well, so now it's not, we've gone past the voluntary part of it. So now this is from Infowars.com. Washington State requires restaurants to collect personal info on diners for, quote, contact tracing. This was published yesterday. As part of its Phase 2 COVID-19 reopening requirements, state officials want restaurants to keep a daily log of diners with all their contact information that will be kept by each restaurant for at least 30 days. According to, so I mean, I gotta say, if this is phase two, I'd hate to see what phase six is, or phase four, whatever, you know, whatever they have next. I mean, so the requirement is, quote, if the establishment offers table service, create a daily log of all customers and maintain that daily log for 30 days, including telephone, email, contact information, and time in. This will facilitate any contact tracing that might need to occur.
I have to be honest, if I go into a restaurant and they ask for my anything beyond my name, they're not getting it. I'm just going to find somewhere else to eat.
Yeah. Well, I will say that if people are using like electronic payments, like credit cards, that could be used as sort of like a backdoor way of tracing that. Now,
that's
and
true.
I mean, in so I guess they I don't know if that many people in Washington State use cash or but I
all
gotta
the
say
more
this
reason
is pretty,
they should use crypto.
Well, exactly. Yes, I gotta say this is pretty audacious, even for a West Coast government. It's currently unknown if restaurant owners will be required to submit this daily log to the state, but it's certainly possible certainly plausible that's the ultimate goal.
It's very curious what they're making required and what they're making suggested. Like here in New Hampshire, it's purported to be required that employees have to, or someone in management has to monitor the temperature of employees as they get to work and check up with them, make sure they're feeling okay and all this stuff. And from what we were given, that's required by law. Of course, if you read the actual executive quote order, it's not that clear, but you know, that's what we were told. This is required by law. You have to do this. Not a single damn one of us has done it. And not a single one of us is going to. Half of us don't even wear masks and have no intention of doing so.
I don't know if it's the best idea to announce that on national radio, but you know, good for y'all. Good for y'all.
I very carefully avoid saying where I work.
Oh, I see.
Show,
okay, I see. Yes, yes.
It's just someplace.
Just yeah. It's so there's not really.
But we are definitely not following the guidelines. But I mean,
well,
they can't.
They're guidelines.
They are guidelines, but they can't prove that we're not because of the HIPAA or whatever it's called, the Health Protection Act. I mean, That information is confidential. I can't give you my employees' temperatures. Are you kidding me? Get out. Come back with a warrant.
That's very good. Well, I mean, I'm glad to hear that at least some businesses are going against this, just because like the thought of losing money, the thought of losing your license as is happening all across the country is, too much for a lot of business owners to afford.
That's where it's screwed up. You know, places like Home Depot, Walmart, they're not at risk of not enforcing these things and not getting in trouble because of it. It's the mom and pop stores that don't have the resources to fight the government and that will be the ones that the government goes crack down on.
Well, actually, you see, Aria, that's a good thing because apparently the coronavirus is only capable of being spread through small businesses, right? You're unable to catch it at Walmart or any big box store, according to the government.
Well, it can also be caught out in the woods where they have to use a helicopter to find you or just out surfing in the ocean by yourself or wakeboarding or whatever the guy was doing.
Yes, yeah, surfing. Yeah, that's a very good point.
And cops cannot catch it, and they cannot spread it to people. So, I mean, it's a very strangely selective virus.
Yeah, animals like goats and fruits like papayas could get it. You know, one twin could get it.
At least one tiger got it.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah,
which
cats.
Raises a question of who in their right mind tested a tiger for COVID-19 and why? Why? Out of all of the things this person could have done with this COVID-19 test, right, why would they have pointed at a tiger and said, I'm going to test that?
That's a good point, especially with, I forget what state, or was it the U.S. or was it some other country, but that it happened, was it the United States?
I think it was in the U.S., because, but I don't remember the state.
Because, I mean, you hear about, like, all around the country, you have people bitching and kvetching, saying that, oh, there's not enough tests, you know, we need to test literally every, you know, the United States, I believe, is still doing the most amount of tests per capita out of any country in the world. That's something that Trump brags about, but people, for whatever reason, want there to be like everyone needs to get tests. Everyone needs to have a cotton swab shoved up into their sinus, you know, leaving God knows what's on the cotton swab in there.
Seven more big cats, four tigers and three lions have COVID-19 in the Bronx.
Okay, so New York
City, according to the National Geographic. So, yes, these are American zoos testing tigers and lions for COVID-19.
Oh, my. And you know,
is this what Trump means when he says the United States does more testing than anyone else?
Well, I could be. I mean, I don't understand, though, since you have, like, Chuck Schumer crying on TV saying that they need more tests. You have all the, you know, the mayor, the governor saying that they need more tests. And yet somehow they find the time or they find a test kit to, instead of testing, you know, a low-income person or, like, a senior citizen. Citizen or someone who's vulnerable, they test a big cat, a tiger, right? And is the tiger getting a check?
I hope. The zoo probably is.
If dead people are getting checks, you know, the animals might as well, especially if they catch this thing.
I would agree. The tiger would probably be more responsible with the money than most Americans. 855-450-3733. Does your cat have COVID-19? Give us a call and let us know. This is Free Talk Live.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes. Spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Vincent.
And apparently, according to InfoWars, contact tracing is becoming mandatory in Washington with, as we predicted a few weeks ago, with these business owners becoming responsible for enforcing these draconian measures onto the general public. Instead of having government goons creating checkpoints, they're just going to do like they did with the income tax and just pass it off to businesses who will do it because they're scared of the government cracking down on them. That's fascism in a nutshell, I think, isn't it? It's businesses afraid of the government, so they're enacting the government's mandates and demands and things?
Well, I'd say, I mean, like, that sounds like sort of, well, I guess communism is the government would just straight up take over the business, so I suppose you're right.
So contact tracing continues. Rachel Brummert left her home in Charlotte, North Carolina, just once after March the 2nd to pick up a prescription at CVS on March the 18th. And this made the job of the contact tracer from the Mecklenburg County Health Department a lot easier after Brummert, age 49, got her positive COVID-19 results on April the 9th. So despite staying at home for a month and a week and only leaving her house once, she still got COVID-19.
Yeah, I mean, what outlet is this on?
This is on USA Today.
Okay, USA Today. I was going to say, I mean, this should be, like, if the news agencies were honest, right, this should be national news because this throws the whole, you know, save a life, shelter in place, stay at home. This throws it out. Yeah, it just throws it out into the water.
And it's possible that she may have saved a life by not giving it to other people when she tested positive for it. It doesn't seem altogether likely because she was out and about. So everyone she came in contact with, if these stories are to be believed, now has COVID-19 essentially. But she stayed at home. is the part that I get hung up on. So how did she catch this? Was it that one trip to CVS that caused her to get COVID-19? In which case, the contact tracing for Mecklenburg County is only getting started.
It ties into a statistic I saw in New York where like 66% of recent hospitalizations are people who stayed inside. And I mean, even in my experience, just a few weeks ago, I came down with a 48-hour cold, and I had stayed inside for most of a week also because, one, it's not healthy staying inside, living on recycled air, not getting any sunlight. But two, I mean, you know, there's been times like when you get like some kids who just stay at home during summer vacation, I knew they'd get sick. I mean, like we're surrounded by viruses and bacteria and all sorts of other nasty stuff, right? That's why little children, right, you know, they put stuff, you know, pick up stuff, put it in their mouth and everything. That's how kids develop immunity, is by just being out in public, right? Being out in nature, getting learned immunity, getting exposed to all of this stuff. Anyone who believed the idea that if they stay inside, I mean, obviously, if you're going to be around like people or animals, you're more likely to get sick, just because, you know, we're living beings, right? We're organic beings. We're full of microbes and such. But to think that like you will never get sick by staying home is like saying you will never get into any sort of physical accident by staying home. I mean,
yeah. So the tracer had only two other transmission possibilities to consider. She had to talk to people near Brummett's husband at the financial services company where he worked until March 18th and find a 26-year-old neighbor who 2 days later left groceries on the bottom step while she stood on the top step. So she went all out, like paying neighbors to put their lives at risk for her behalf to go out and get her groceries, right? Someone's got to go out there and get the freaking groceries. That's what these stay-at-home people evidently don't understand. It's fine if you want to stay at home, but don't call delivery. Don't call an Uber. Don't call Pizza Hut.
Well, unless they, what was the day, contactless delivery, right? So, you know, you could call a Pizza Hut, you know, it'd be like a drug deal, right? They leave the pizza, you leave the money out on the street, then they leave the pizza on the street. But I guess you got to figure out who do you trust, right? Who's going to go first?
But then if the money is infected,
that's a good point.
Driver gets it. If the driver is infected, it gets onto their boxes. So, I mean, it's going to spread. The contactless delivery, it's only going to help with the person-to-person contact. If they cough and then hand you the money, you're still going to get it, even if you never actually have contact with that person. If it was the flu or a cold, you would get that as well. So that's just how these things spread. That's why people wash their hands after handling money. It's filthy. It's disgusting.
So, yeah, I mean, I think the only way that these people who are just deathly afraid of this thing, right, like, you know, the people who insist everyone wear a mask and gloves, the only way they could protect themselves is to just, you know, put a bunch of medical tape on all their orifices, so their eyes, their nostrils, their mouth, and
that's
the only,
very
good point. Yeah, because, you know, the tape, right, the medical tape could be, unless it's sterile, but, yeah, that's the only way they could stay safe. They just have to shut off every single orifice in their body.
I advocate this idea. Yes, the people who are so terrified that they want to just sit at home wearing a mask, they should take the advice of our health professionals here in the studio and fill their orifices with super glue.
Well, those people I don't mind, right? If you want to stay inside, you know, terrified for your life, I mean, you know, me when I'm having a bad trip or something, that's what I do. I'm talking about the people who are insisting everyone else bend to their will, right? If you want to stay inside, you know, scared all day, it's fine. But, you know, when you say, I got to start wearing a mask,
okay,
I got to tell you what restaurant I got to go to, then, yeah, you know, super glue your mouth and nose shut for all I care.
Public health officials are counting on such methodical contact tracing, but it's not methodical. She has no way to identify everyone who was in CVS on that day. All of the customers who were there in that 20-minute window that this other woman was there, they don't know who they are.
Oh, yeah, like, you know, they say, what is it, like 14 days is a maximum incubation period before you, like, show symptoms or something. Like, so every time someone goes outside, they have to restart that counter of 14 days.
Yeah.
I mean, according to their logic.
Public health officials are counting on such methodical contact tracing, though, coupled with aggressive testing as the nation's strategy to combat the coronavirus. So they want to test everyone and they want to trace everyone. for a virus that has killed more than 81,000 Americans at a continued rate of about 2,000 a day. Yeah, he is.
Let's see. Let's do the math on that.
Aren't the same people, though, the ones who are all, no, we have to do this to protect people from getting sick, aren't they also the overpopulation freakout people?
Yeah, but that's a very good point.
Sounds like we have a solution to the overpopulation problem. Let it run its course.
It's almost as if, you know, this is why disease exists. Although I will, geez, you know, you're making me sound bad tonight, Aria. But
no, I'm with you entirely. Disease exists to kill organisms.
If you take a calculator, and what do you have to do? So what, you said 2,000 a day, according to their statistic, and there's many. I mean, some people, like the official, you know, the fearmongers are saying, oh, that number is deflated, right? And, you know, I think people who look into it, you know, I'd say there's evidence to suggest that number is inflated. What, 2,000 divided by, what, there's like about like 320 million people in this country.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and so that's per day. So that's like a percent of a percent of a percent of people dying each day. And like the totality, it was like they said by now there'd be like 2 million people dead. So even do that, and obviously any death is any death is a tragedy in such in this case. But still, even if it was a worst case scenario, it's like 2 million out of 320 million. It's barely even a percent.
Yeah, that would be a third of a percent, wouldn't it?
I didn't graduate in math, so you know better than I, you know. But even if it was their worst case scenario, nightmare scenario, it still wouldn't warrant any of this. Like if it was like the Black Plague and like 30% of a population was dying, I'd say okay, all right. I think maybe some drastic measures might be warranted. But for such much ado about nothing, it's just clearly a tyrannical power grab.
The tidal wave has hit, said David Levy, CEO of EHE Health. Other than an effective antiviral or vaccine, the only solution is testing and tracing. Now, what good will either of those things do to prevent the spread of COVID-19? So you're testing people, you find them to be positive, and you're tracing people who they've had contact with. That's only finding out where the disease has spread to. It's not going to help you at all find out where the disease is then spreading to. It's retrospective, not prospective. So it's about studying people is ultimately what it is. And even by their own logic, there's no way it could ever be effective for preventing anything. Unless they find these people like, oh, no, you had COVID-19, you have to stay at home, and if you come out of your house, we're going to shoot you. 855-450-3733. Maybe you realize something we don't. 855-450-FREE.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.